Yeah, that's right. Welcome in, welcome back, folks, to the Portal is Popping edition of the Always Irish Show. As always, you can find the program on YouTube. Do it, subscribe if you haven't yet. I appreciate it very much. Give the video a thumbs up. That helps me as well. Notifications on, that way you'll be alerted every time a new episode drops. You don't want to miss it, do you? You don't want to miss it. Twitter, search bar, Always Irish, rat, Always Irish Inc. Audio only, anywhere you want me, you can locate me. Call in line 312-988-15. Give me a thought about what you heard and seen, okay? Fighting Irish Wire, make it a part of your daily Notre Dame media routine, okay? So here's the deal, folks. This isn't going to be an extremely long episode. There's just a couple nuanced things going on that I'm noticing, that I'm feeling, that I'm reading, and that I'm being told about kind of behind the scenes, not that behind the scenes. I'm not acting like I'm at that level of insider. But certain things just sometimes get hinted to me. John, don't be surprised if this something comes up you're not expecting or whatever. The last one I got was about Pine, and I was just told something really interesting is going to happen. Stay tuned. You're going to have some good content on your show. Sure enough, right? Like, so I want to talk about this transfer portal deal and the dynamic and where Notre Dame falls in the mix. I think we're beyond the point of having the discussion of if this is good or bad for the sport and all that. Like, we could have that discussion, but it doesn't change that it's happening. We could discuss that, good or bad and all this stuff, but it's happening. And so since it's happening, and it's happening a lot, I mean, last year, 3,085 guys entered the portal, 28% landed somewhere else. With this movement, especially quarterback movement, most important individual position in all of sports, like, all the teams are looking for a guy to win with and the players looking for a team to win with. Like, if this is what it's going to be, we can argue, is this more free agency than it is student athlete at that point when you're moving all around? And here's the other thing too. Don't act like there's money involved too. All right. Even a guy that isn't in the portal, like Drake May, I have heard rumors behind the scenes, teams are having their contacts sniff over there and say, would $1 million interest you up front? Would $1 million interest you in leaving North Carolina? And they throw out tampering feelers through a guy, through a guy, through a guy that could get into that guy's orbit, at least to get that message to him and then feel out if there's any interest there, any warmth at all. A lot of this stuff's going on. It just seems like the way it's going. So good or bad for the sport? What does this say? Is it everybody's told that they're number one and everybody gets a trophy when these kids are growing up and everybody's told they're the best, and then you're second string and you're not going to do that because your whole life you were told you're the number one no matter what. You don't want to be second string. This is getting tough on coaches. Listen, I'm not a guy that's going to start feeling bad for these coaches that make $7, $8, $10 million a year and could go quit at a dime of a drop of a hat and do whatever they want. I'm not saying I feel bad for these coaches. They live a comfortable life. They could deal with any stress that comes their way. When I'm making $5 million a year, $7 million a year, you could deal with some stressors, okay? That's the tax that comes with that paycheck. I don't feel bad for them, but I am saying it's an interesting dynamic. Think about it this way. Here's one way I think of this. Say you have Nick Saban, fantastic recruiter in the top three, top four every single year without fail. Even in classes where they start low, you get up there on signing day, there's Alabama right at the damn top, like, or near it, right? Follow me here. Saban starts stacking all these good classes, five-star this, five-star that, high four-star that, all over. Some of those guys are going to have to not start and be second and third string. If you're doing that with that much talent, somebody isn't going to play right away that's really good. Those guys are no longer waiting there for Emperor Saban to say it's now your time. That's an interesting angle of this. Does this dynamic help disperse the talent more equally around the country? Because if you're really that good, you're not going to sit there as second string for 2 or 3 years playing for Saban. You're going to go somewhere else. So is this, in a way to actually minimize the disparity in the talent? Because more guys that can play right away are going to want to go somewhere and play right away. And those teams need a guy that can come play right away. Does it help balance out the field in a way? Are you following me? There's some really high-end players that are not willing to sit and be backups at Alabama. Like, I'm sorry, that's the way it's going. You have teams that have 18 guys entering the portal this year, 17 guys entering the portal, 16 guys entering the portal. I have a hard time thinking that's healthy for anybody when it's 18 guys, not a handful, where it's a combination of struggling in school, not a good culture fit, and I'm not playing a lot. Like, it's not a handful of those situations. 17, 18, 19 guys in a class, that's a lot of movement. That's a lot of movement. So I don't know what to make of it all, whether it's good or bad. I know it doesn't feel like Grandpa Kennedy's college football when old Frank Leahy was recruiting guys that had eligibility when he was in the Navy in the war. We're a long ways from that. But if this is what it's going to be, Notre Dame cannot afford to not play this game to a certain extent. I never expect Notre Dame to flip 15 guys, you know, half on offense, half on defense, and do all that. That's not in Notre Dame's DNA. It's hard to maintain the Notre Dame culture if you're doing it that way, and values, in my opinion, with so many moving parts. I'm not seeing that in Notre Dame's future to be in the portal to the extent a lot of these programs are, where they don't care about your arrest record. They do not care if you can read. They do not care if you can write. They do not care if you could do math. They do not care if you're a good person. They want to win football games. Not asking for Notre Dame to do that at all. But I feel confident Marcus Freeman knows they have got to be involved in this to a reasonable extent to stay competitive. There's no chance Notre Dame is going to stay competitive in the modern era of college football without being more open to some of these undergraduate transfers. I'm not talking about the grad transfers. That's different, because then you're not dealing with school and the grades having to line up for Notre Dame to accept them. No, that's not what I'm talking about. Notre Dame needs to get active in the undergrad transfer. And the administration needs to a little more academic flexibility, a lot more them being faster on their process. That is slowing up a lot of this, I'm told. Notre Dame doing their research, seeing if a guy's transfers will credit over, their credits will transfer over and all that. Speed it up, Notre Dame. Speed it up, Notre Dame. You are modern and cutting edge with so many things in the world, not this. You can't hold Marcus up and all those kids' decision up for you to take a month and a half to decide if they're eligible to transfer or not. That is unacceptable. Speed up the damn process. Hire more people if you need to. Speed it up. It's unacceptable. Get modern, realize how important this is, and speed it up, okay? And do what you did for Zorich and Tony Rice. Give some guys that normally wouldn't be typical Notre Dame fits a chance to better their lives forever and Notre Dame. Those are two great examples of got kids like that that wouldn't normally be Notre Dame fits, and then they got in, and they're heroes, and they're great Notre Dame role models. Do more of that, okay? But I think Freeman knows you have to do that, and I think more of that's happening. I have an inclination. Freeman's getting a little more flexibility with certain things than we saw in the Kelly era. Why would that be? Well, a few reasons. One is things have changed a lot, and they're changing fast. So, you know, the extent of this transfer portal is a bigger deal now than a few years ago or with Kelly or when it first started a year ago, whatever. Now that's a bigger deal. You have to pay more attention to it. You have to really plan and figure out what you're going to do. So that's one thing, is you just can't ignore the elephant in the room. And I think Freeman is modern and tied in enough to all this to know this is going to have to be a part of the game plan with the recruiting, and then pairing it up with this to a certain extent without sacrificing Notre Dame's values and mission statement. There's got to be a way to do all this. Have the recruiting part good, and then have some more flexibility with numbers and the qualifications to get some of these guys in that check all the boxes. Vet them, make sure they're good kids, do all that. If they need an extra tutoring for the classes to help them through, set that up, whatever you got to do. But I think Freeman gets it, and he knows he has to be in this game, and they're trying it with quarterbacks. Leary, Card, I don't know. There's rumors people are offering Drake May money, seeing where he wants to go, if he's even interested, under the table. Nobody knows about those communications, I've heard. You know, but the tampering is out. The tampering's going on. So I think that Freeman is getting some more of this. One, because it's required to be competitive now. You can't just be a school going, we have 18 recruits and those are our guys, and everybody else has 20 or something recruits, and then also can flip another dozen spots on their roster through the portal. Notre Dame can never compete doing that. You're not. It's too big of a disadvantage. You have no flexibility to shore up your roster compared to other teams. Notre Dame's never going to win if they want to be stingy with that portal that way. Forget it. But the number two reason I think that we're seeing some movement in this area that lends me to think there's more flexibility is, I think the administration likes Marcus. And I know how Notre Dame works. I guarantee you people are more often to the ideas that Marcus has of what he needs to succeed here than people were to Kelly the last couple of years. I'm serious. Kelly wore out his welcome. He didn't treat people the right way all the time. And it builds up over time. And then when you never win anything that matters, that builds resentment. I'm sorry. What do you mean never won anything that matters? Winning as coach ever. What's the biggest bowl game Kelly ended up winning at the end of the year? What is it? Oh, it's the Camping World Bowl. Yeah, thanks. Awesome. Put that right next to the national championship trophies and the Heisman's. A big tent trophy. It's a joke. It's a joke. Okay. Playoff games is what matters. Heisman matter. Championships matter. This is Notre Dame. All right. But I think that because of the genuine nature of Marcus Freeman, I think people at Notre Dame in power positions want to work with the guy more than Kelly. I have no evidence of that. I feel it though. I feel it. That stuff matters at Notre Dame. And Kelly pissed off a lot of people and treated people the wrong way a lot of times. So I think they're a lot more open to giving Marcus what he needs to succeed than they were Kelly because of that personality. You can disagree with that. It is my feeling. I am seeing wiggle room in areas I didn't see Kelly get and have with certain things. And so I'm interested to see how many guys Notre Dame goes for in this portal. And a part of this is there's some timing there to all the Notre Dame guys, Bellamy, the Notre Dame guys that are leaving, Pine. There's a usage in mind for those scholarships, and it's got to be soon. Piece it together, guys. Freeman gets it. He's trimming the fat. If you're not going to contribute and be elite, he's getting that scholarship and filling it with guys that might. From the transfer portal, quarterback, wide receiver, a secondary guy, maybe a safety, and I'd like a defensive lineman. Those are my top priorities in the portal. Let's see what happens. But I feel like there's some more flexibility here, and I trust Freeman to maintain the culture and not let an influx of guys from everywhere that didn't all get recruited together that have that relationship and have been in Notre Dame a while and are settled in. I have no issues that Marcus is not going to be able to control that dynamic and maintain our culture. So I feel like things are opening up a little more for us to be in this game. And it's the only way to stay competitive. Notre Dame cannot only get one or two guys out of the portal and then look at what everybody else is doing. You're never going to win. It's just math. You're not going to be able to compete when your roster's that limited and everybody else has mega flexibility. So I'm not asking for the Wild West. I'm not asking to cut corners and take felons and do, I'm not asking for any of that. I'm asking for reasonable flexibility for Notre Dame to navigate the modern realities of college football. You went so far to get Marcus and make a big deal about that, a hire and all that. Notre Dame has to give the guys the tools he needs to succeed. And I trust him to maintain those values and culture. I genuinely do. I don't think that's going to be a problem. So it's really interesting. And it's just a changing world, you guys. 3,085 guys changing teams last year alone. Playoff field expanding to 12. Like, it's a new age of college football. And I'm excited because in a couple years, Notre Dame's going to have a talent-rich roster going right into all those playoff changes. Exciting times are ahead, folks. But I feel like Marcus is getting a few doors open that Kelly couldn't. And I'm convinced the personality has something to do with it. I really am. I think people are more willing to bend or even at a minimum have a cup of coffee and hear this guy out, what he needs when he's talking to these big shot admin people at Notre Dame more than Kelly, just because of the way he was and came off. It's just the difference I feel. And I think we're going to see good results because of it. Exciting times are ahead, folks. Marcus Freeman's trending up. The program's trending up. The talent's trending up. Good times are coming our way. Have a good one.